Hey, Harlingen High School Jazz Band 3, this is Ron Wilkins. Looking forward to hearing you and seeing what you guys sound like this morning. Very excited to hear you.
Thank you.
Valley favorite from Rick Stitzel. And Birdland by Joseph Zawino. Perfect. Again, thank you for joining us. For those of you that are staying through the whole performance, you know, thank you. Amazing talent and dedication by our students. Help us welcome Harlingen High School Jazz Band.
All right, let's go. Bass is too loud. Bass is too loud. Trombones sound great. Nice unison. Good tuning. Solos going across the vamp. What I'm hearing is a little bit of the intent behind playing at least across the minor key and being able to play some ideas. You're keeping it fairly simple, but the rhythmic style and intent is pretty good. Good balance with the rhythm section now behind the solos. I like the fact that you're actually coming down behind them and listening. So important. Good direction going throughout on the solo. Showed off some nice chops. But once again now, when you're going back to the ensemble, I can't really hear the ensemble and what they're sounding like because the bass is too loud. Very exciting tune. Lots of energy. Good feel, good vibe. The band played it well. But whenever I hear a band like this and it's kind of like bass with band accompaniment, unless the bass is actually featured, it just throws off the balance for me. And this band is really good. I mean, this is the third band, and it's impressive as heck. But you got to be able to listen and play with better sense of what's going on with the ensemble itself. You can't just go through and just set a knob and just leave it there. You have to be able to adjust it. And it sometimes means adjusting on the fly. It makes all the difference in the world. All right, second tune. First chord came off kind of crunchy, but also you've got the bass, and I think it sounds like the keyboard are playing in the same dynamic. Ah, Besame Mucho. Got it. Cool. Shout section based off of the theme, you can probably bring out a little bit more of the dynamics, back off a little bit more so you have a little bit more room to grow through the flow of the tune, especially with some of the figures the way they're set up. B-flat, guys. Can we all cut off cleanly together at the same time, including the bass? All right. Band plays the style and approaches it pretty well. It's impressive. Biggest thing for me is just making sure that you play with better balance. This is it's such a romantic tune, and yet it has to be able to play with a big band in the style of just a little bit softer at times to be able to bring out more of the melodic intent behind it, as well as the harmony at the beginning of it. And Birdland. All right. Thank you. it's a hot room as well with the balance and such, but I feel like with bass and drums in particular right now, you're playing with good energy, but it's just a little bit loud. The band's having to work pretty hard to go ahead and bring out more chops behind this. Nice and easy here. Back off a little bit more, please. It's turning into a rock concert with a big band. In the rhythm section too. We're just not doing it consistently. Energy, drive, lots of four on the floor feel going on. But once again, it's got to have better balance between the rhythm section and the winds. When all of a sudden your director at one point was bringing the band down and such, and everyone came down, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you can play with dynamics, including the bassist. But then it just cranks back up again. And as much as it's great as it is to get into the whole energy and vibe of it, you still have to keep your head on and your ears going to make sure that you can play with a balance that causes this song and this ensemble to sound even better than what you just did. It's good. I mean, it's exceptionally good, and it's a talented group of young players. So I'm wishing you all the very best in this one. I keep recommending as well to every band that there needs to be more time spent on listening to the different ensembles playing on these tunes. Some of the charts that you may have may not have as many recordings on them, but tunes, of course, like Besame Mucho and Birdland, I mean, there's a lot of recordings, and there are quite a few big bands out there that have done this along with the original group Weather Report. These kind of things can help you to be able to get a better sense of the style and work on the interpretation, as well as then being able to go ahead and utilize what you've learned to be able to help your band and yourself to sound even better at what you're doing on this end. All right, there's some really good things that are happening with this program. Obviously, Harlingen High School has got a strong history of just being amazing, and I don't see that one letting up at all. So congratulations. Thank you all for coming. I really enjoyed this. Great band, and looking forward to hearing the Harlingen High School Jazz 2 and 1 a little later. All right, thank you.